This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The Palestinian prime minister and other heads of state and politicians arrived at the presidential palace in Paris for dinners with President Emmanuel Macron on Thursday. It's the eve of the annual Peace Forum. The sixth edition of the Peace Forum will focus on peace-building efforts and support for fragile countries. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres made the opening address by video.
Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, President Macron, thank you for hosting this conference. We are here to support civilians in Gaza. Of course, nothing justifies the abhorrent acts of terror by Hamas in Israel on 7 October, which I utterly condemned. Israelis and others were brutally killed or abducted, and I call once again for the unconditional return of all hostages. Now, civilians in Gaza, including children and women, face a never-ending humanitarian nightmare. Their neighborhoods wiped out, their loved ones killed, bombs raining down while being denied life's very basics, food, water, medicine, electricity. Some life-saving aid is beginning to trickle into Gaza, but let's face it, it's a drop in the ocean.
Delegates are meeting for the Paris Peace Forum, the annual assembly, one of Macron's many diplomatic projects. On the table, the global challenges from migration crises, climate change, and, of course, as you heard, the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Israel announced it will institute four-hour daily pauses in the fighting with Hamas to allow Palestinians to flee the northern part of Gaza for the south. That has begun on Thursday. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This